The Chris Farrell Show podcast is presented by Felix Savadas Mercedes-Benz of South Charlotte, Charlotte's premier Mercedes-Benz dealer and the Carolinas' number one volume sales leader. Over 300 new and 200 pre-owned vehicles always available. Visit mbcharlotte.com.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
Y'all seen that? Where's people want it moved?
Why?
Don't they know that statues can't move on their own? They're just replicas. I mean, even the best statue can't just walk away. I mean, what are they talking? No! To honor Confederate soldiers. So they're thinking about moving Fame, the statue, to a part of a cemetery where Confederate soldiers are buried. I thought we'd have that story this morning. Well, we got this morning. Oh, by the way, is the Chris Farrell Show on Sunday, June 14th, 2020. Thank you for joining me. Got a rainy evening coming up. Thunderstorms likely. Get your grilling done before the evening. Maybe chow down when the drizzle starts. You know, cook outside, eat inside. Works out that way sometimes. You know that feeling. They're the best. So many wonderful things we could celebrate. You got to tap into that part of yourself that likes being happy. And it's not just our default setting. Anybody old enough to likely be listening to me understands that happiness is not the human default setting. Something you achieve, you work towards it. You try to gain enlightenment along the way. Until you look around one day and say, you know what? These folks deserve a hamburger. Break out the grill and feed your garden. It's the best thing in the world to have something positive worth concentrating on. There was a famous actor who was addressing an unpleasant subject. People need to stop talking about it. That's all? Yeah. Stop talking about it. Talk about something else. It seems a little simple. I'll tell you this. We'll determine right now that that's too simple to ever work. So let's never try it. Okay, just avoiding uncomfortable topics. Let's not bring each other closer that way. We don't have the self-control. It's got to, people just got to fight. Man. They fight and then they call the cops. And then they blame the cops. Who'd want to do it? I'm proud to be the offspring of law enforcement. Doesn't mean I accomplished anything, but I'm proud to be the offspring of law enforcement. Lord, I could never do that. You don't know what you're driving upon. Every single case could be the one. You know, if I was a police officer and I was standing there in my riot gear waiting to be confronted, and I saw a familiar face walking towards me. Oh, yeah, this is the person that yells at me at all these. It would actually be somewhat comforting. What I don't want to see are strangers. I don't want to see new recruits that think things aren't going far enough, fast enough. That is not a friend to peace. We should all do what the coach of the Charlotte Hornets, his name is James Brago, according to what I have here. He says his guys, since they didn't make the playoffs, they're going to have to spend the next 5 months getting better. 5 months on the honor system. No, I can do it. I can do it. That's what we all need. 5 months to reflect. And I'm not talking about being quarantined. I'm talking about spending some time inside of ourselves and doing some spring cleaning. If there's something you need to get out of your system, get it out. Get it out and build something. Make it work for you. I've said before that I don't get worried before shows because I learned a long time ago that what people call stage fright is really just adrenaline. And you can use adrenaline to fuel yourself in any direction you want to go. You've got stage fright. No, what you've got are nerves. What you've got is extra energy because you're anticipating that you need to perform. You have complete control over how to direct that. It's no one else's fault if you direct your adrenaline poorly. I referred to it as stage fright. But it could be any form that adrenaline takes. Anger. There is good and bad catharsis. You're mad. You got to get past something. There's something inside you you want to pull out and show everybody. This ugly thing that you don't want to carry around inside anymore. Do you know the value there is in sharing that with people? I'm not talking about chanting the bumper stickers. I'm talking about self-examination, finding out what is in your heart of hearts and working with yourself and others from there, because that's reality. Don't work from some ideal scenario that you're just picturing in your head. Might as well be on the other side of the looking glass or something. You might as well be dreaming. But what's missing in all this is honest self-assessment and reflection. How have I responded to these crises? That has everything to do with the position you're in today. Because even if you were dealt a bad hand, there's still a right and wrong way to play it. You can minimize damage and live to fight another day. You could take it as a challenge to be clever. What you don't have to do is just start drowning out other people when they start making sense. Because here's a little secret. The people with you, they're the ones yelling too. But there comes a point in the crowd where people aren't chanting anymore. Your support ends. It breaks off. It's limited. But if you stay in your echo chamber, you don't have to know that, right? Well, your echo chamber is not planet Earth. And you might be surprised how the people you run into in your echo chamber feel about your rantings compared to someone on the outside looking in. They're just happy they're on the outside. You don't have to limit yourself to that. There are solutions that include everybody. You don't have to compartmentalize each other for this to work. It doesn't occur naturally. I haven't found myself around people who look like me, talk like me, not on my own. And I'm always glad for the personal relationships I do have, because those transcend your petty turf wars. We're above that. Who rules the streets? If you want to rule, go ahead and rule the streets. If that's your conquest, the corner. You want to be the toughest guy on the corner? There's corners at the end of every road. Sure, you can have your corner. You want to be part of something larger? Well, that means being part of a solution, and that means doing your share. That means working towards making it happen. You got to get off the corner for that. That's all we need, though. We'll just join the NBA and we will take 5 months, and we'll just get better. I tell you, what constitutes a problem has a lot to do with which side of the counter in which you're standing. The guy checking in doesn't have the problems that the clerk checking him in has, does he? But one goes with the other. And then we move on and have our lives. It doesn't have to be a reaction. It doesn't have to be combustible when people get together. It doesn't have to be explosive. When we hold up our end of the deal by doing what we said we would do, that's overall stability. That's a stable society. A stable society is people pulling their weight. A person's word being good. But we've turned it into scenarios where your ability to buy your way out of your word is more important than the integrity of your word. Because there are people who will just, you know, of course, they'll just lie to your face. And however you feel about what I'm saying, I'd be a little surprised if I was coming across as a liar. Everyone has their role. Those with the most problems related to the issue have the biggest role, because they have the largest stake. There's more in it for you. The implications are greater. Perhaps more in it for you was improper. The implications are greater. So what is the appropriate response? Extra action. But that doesn't mean yelling louder. That doesn't mean chasing cops out of certain parts of the city in Seattle. Oh, Seattle. I'm honestly glad Chris Cornell did not have to live to see what became of Seattle. Oh, how shameful. Just relinquishing part of your city? You're not going to live that down for a while. That don't happen every day, and you're not going to live that down for a while. What's in that space needle? It ain't courage. We have a problem, new one, took place in Atlanta last night at a Wendy's fast food store. 27-year-old man grabbed for a police officer's taser. Now, I would only do that if I wanted to die. I can't imagine what else I would expect to happen. You're reaching
for where the police keep their weapons? What should they assume about your intentions? Oh, you want a tour around the bat belt? That's not safe to assume anything but the worst. And he's going to grab the cop's taser, then what? But when tempers are this high, buildings catch fire. Last night in Atlanta, it was a Wendy's. There have been others. There will be others. Chris Farrell, 725.
Start packing.
WBT, a radio.com station.
Chris Farrell on Sunday, June 14th, 2020, wrapping it up for another weekend. It is approaching 7:38. There's a monkey on the lam. You heard me. Makes sense enough, doesn't it? There's a monkey on the lam. In Missouri, a monkey was seen in a woman's backyard. Now, there's not many monkeys indigenous to the hills of Missouri. So they're thinking this was a monkey that was either kept as a helper animal or as a companion or just as an exotic pet. But they labeled this monkey an escaped monkey. No, that monkey is just monkey. Most monkeys don't get stuck in cages by people. You know, your average monkey is free. Yeah. This monkey was just trying to be an average monkey. Oh, the monkey has escaped. No, the monkey has left. Maybe try not to trap things that like to climb 500-foot tall trees. Anyway. I'm rooting for the Missouri monkey to find his way to a happy life on the lam. You go, Magilla. Yeah, it's not going to take much for this monkey to get out of Missouri, I'm not thinking. I mean, gas prices are up, but they're not up that much. I don't know how much cash monkeys carry, but if I see a monkey get in a car and drive away, I just let them go. I'd want to see how it turns out too bad to try to stop him. Might not be the most responsible side of me. I did see a monkey one time. It's like it's 3 o'clock in the morning. It was in Shuffletown. Y'all know Shuffletown? It was at the Fast Fair at Shuffletown. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning. And as I recall, I was on my way back into town. I was driving myself home from a gig. I played bass for a band at a show earlier that night and was driving myself home. And it was about 3:30 in the morning. And although I was not compromised in any way, I knew I had a long drive home, and I'm fairly responsible so far as that crowd went. There's something about 3:30 in the morning that can make you think you're seeing things. Even if you're just, you know, maybe a little sleep deprivation, maybe. But you balance that with some adrenaline, and no, I think I was fine. I get out to pump my gas and just look over. Person one pump down is pumping their gas. They're holding a monkey. Like, that's absolutely, I'm in Shuffletown, North Carolina at a fast fair at 3:30 a.m. But that's most definitely a monkey. And I looked at him, and he looked back at me. As he was very casual. This was a very casual monkey. He reached up as if he was going to wave to me. And I waved to him, but then he turned out he was scratching his ear. So I embarrassed myself in front of the monkey. Tried to save face in front of the monkey. Oh, hey, how you doing? Oh, yeah, tired. No, I was just yawning, not waving. Like, dude, it's a monkey. You don't have to save face in front of the monkey. But he was chill. And I've seen a picture of the Missouri monkey. He looked a lot like my fast fare monkey from a few years ago. I'm not suggesting it's the same monkey, but I do believe it was the same type of monkey. I believe it was whatever the most generic helper monkey is. And I will say this. If the monkey in Missouri is as chill as the one at fast fare few years ago, they don't need to catch him. He's not escaped. He's just out being a monkey. In fact, well, I'm not happy about this. I think time would probably tell that if the monkey were just allowed to become part of the town, he would likely gain a reputation as one of the better behaved residents. I mean, it's a helper monkey. They're intelligent. They're raised to be helpful to people. Man, that's got half humans beat. So, go, monkey, go. I'm rooting for you. Go, Missouri monkey. Been another serious week. So I try to talk about gas station monkeys. Try to throw those in. Try to throw in the gas station monkey story every now and then just to, because the serious part will be there, won't it? It'll be there for us. This monkey could easily be anywhere in the country now. With the price of gas. I'm thinking a well-trained helper monkey couldn't be much, much worse at driving than the average driver. Not you, but I think we've all seen people drive in such a way that make us wish a monkey was indeed driving that particular vehicle? I had a situation like that on my way to work. I realize that it's still all night for some people. But when you do something with your vehicle, the only reason you're still alive is because I had enough sense for both of us, you're welcome. Now, try not to drive drunk anymore. About the most foolish, selfish thing you can do. In the city, there's other people around. I mean, you could kill a person. There could be more than one car involved, and I don't want you to get hurt. But at least out in the middle of nowhere, you're just answering to yourself. I don't want to answer to you if you're a drunk. But a monkey could take a nice long excursion for pretty cheap these days. I thank you for taking this excursion here with me this morning. Hard times. Suddenly. Still feels like. Did anybody get the number of that bus? I'm still kind of feeling that. I was ready to keep bouncing, boy. Was anybody else just rollicking personally? Doing better than you thought you were going to do, quite honestly? And then the earth had a way of happening to us. Something comes about, like COVID, we're all told to give each other more space. That's basically the time we start a street war. If I didn't know so much better, sometimes I would question our cognitive capacity. The Dixie Vodka 400 is at Homestead today. There will be attendees. About 1,000 service members. I don't know how 1,000 service members are going to look at the racetrack. I'm thinking maybe everybody's in the infield, huh? But, I mean, I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all this. I want everyone associated with the Dixie Vodka 400 to perk up their ears just for a second here. Now, there are going to be 1,000 service members wandering around the infield. Yeah. They don't get to tour a NASCAR infield every day. This is going to be interesting to them. They're going to go, oh, what's that? Step over towards things, not necessarily noticing the thing coming their way from the other direction. While our service members are our best and brightest, and we're proudest of them, and they don't spend lots of time in racetrack infields. It's like, well, big deal. They're still grown-ups. And they were smart enough to survive being in the military this long. Yeah, Yeah, that's true. But you see, this is the Dixie Vodka 400. I'm thinking the vodka is probably going to have some presence at the event it is subsidizing. And I'm just wondering if a 1,000 service members with access to vodka going around the infield of Homestead, just those of you more used to the environment, help be their extra eyes and ears, okay? Because it's great that we're honoring them this way by letting them be among some of the first fans to attend a professional sporting event post-COVID. That's very cool. I'd want to be able to tell people I was there. And that's where I want the event organizers to step up and make sure that they, one, remember that they were there, and two, they come back to tell their story. Because folks leave the military with lots of cool stories, and they're not all from the battlefield. Some of them are from the barracks, the PX, and then some of them are at the Dixie Vodka 400. Just don't put it past a soldier to be a little informal about safety, especially on a beautiful day when they've had enough vodka and have a great time. I've had a great time with you this weekend. My name is Chris Farrell. It's a dream come true for me to be here. I want to serve you as best as I can. I want to rise to the occasion every week. Not every week is the same, but I will be there every week, doing what I can. I love you. 755.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake.
It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.